Now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havockhurst. Recently, I stepped up to an electronic keyboard at the Adventure Science Center in Nashville. On the wall in front of me were tubes of various lengths, half filled with styrofoam pellets. The boss of this place, President and CEO Steve Hinckley, described what happened next.
Those pellets resonate perfectly, and you can see the sound wave right in front of you.
Sure enough, at different pitches, groups of beads clustered up and danced in the standing waves.
We love to be able to take things in the world of science and help people see them differently, and so you're taking an invisible sound wave and making it visible.
It's one of 14 stations in a new exhibit called Soundbox, which opened July 1st. In the planning stages for 2 years, it's the most ambitious expansion Nashville Science Center has launched in a decade, Hinckley said. At One Interactive, a group of people can mix a recording by standing or crouching to affect the levels of different parts. At another, motion sensors follow your hands, and you can, like a conductor, influence the tempo of a virtual Nashville symphony. Elsewhere, screens show MRI cross-sections of vocalists at work, one singing opera, another is beatboxing, with all the inner workings of the tongue, throat, and teeth visible.
It's all about how music influences and impacts us.
Hinckley told me that the whole philosophy of the Science Center now is aiming less at driving home facts than at emotional connections that foster creativity, curiosity, collaboration, and confidence.
We want people to understand some of the basic properties of sound and physics, but not through sort of direct explanation. It's more about, well, how does this, no pun intended, but how does this resonate with you?
For images and more details about Soundbox, visit WMOT.org.